The U.S. Justice Department declared November 30th as National Methamphetamine Awareness Day. It ordered the Drug Enforcement Administration to hold media briefings to talk about the ingredients of the drug, how it's produced, and its harmful effects. But the Wisconsin Justice Department says methamphetamine, or meth, is on a downward trend here. Jed Sperry is in charge of the state's methamphetamine initiative.
Our highest year was 1993 as far as clandestine labs go in the state, and we had 112 of them. This year we've had 25.
Sperry says another positive indicator is the number of meth cases submitted to the state crime lab. He says there's been about a 30% drop since last year. Sperry says some of the improvement is due to the bill passed last year that limits the amount of pseudoephedrine, a key ingredient in meth, that someone can purchase.
It's 7.5 grams in a 30-day period. When you go in to purchase pseudoephedrine, you have to sign for it, show identification, and it has really cut down on the manufacturing of that.
But Sperry says methamphetamine is still a significant problem in certain parts of the state, especially the Eau Claire area. Nationally, the DEA says a lot of meth still comes in from Mexico, and a new report says meth use is rising on the East Coast. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.